Thank you, Madam Chair. The International Bar Association's Human Rights Institute welcomes this panel discussion on the inquiry's concern of the alarming and sustained interference by the executive branch with the judicial process reported in many countries. Examples include arbitrary appointment, lack of permanent tenure, and removal of judges, violating principles of judicial independence. In some states, courts are effectively controlled by the executive, where they have played a significant role in the persecution of those critical of the government. Such attacks serve to undermine the trust the public places in judiciaries. Further, the role of the legal profession as primary guardians and enforcers of the rule of law in facilitating access to justice cannot be understated. An effective justice system requires lawyers to be free to pursue their professional activities while advising and representing their clients. When lawyers defend fundamental elements of the rule of law or human rights, they are often targeted in their work as a result. The rule of law in a democracy is based on institutional checks and balances between the organs of the states and guaranteeing their functioning, cooperation, mutual control so that power is exercised by one state authority under the scrutiny of others. The crucial space for civil society to operate in a system of checks and balances is vastly reduced. Alongside the press, CSOs are a key outlet for debate and public scrutiny. Access to justice can safeguard participation by protecting the democratic space, including by protecting the right to freedom of expression, including media freedom and access to information, the right to peaceful assembly and association, and ensuring accountability for human rights violations. On this occasion, the Ubari calls for firmer action to ensure the justice sector is in practice functioning as a key institution of democracy, including strengthening judicial independence, reducing influence of legislative and executive powers in the justice system, ensuring transparency and accountability within national and global institutions, guaranteeing the independence of lawyers, and ensuring an nurturing and enabling environment for CSOs and the media to operate without harassment is critical in the realization of SDG 16. I thank